Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, The Meaning of Faith, and it is based on the epistle or letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 3 through 8, and verses 13 through 16. This Sunday study is a continuation of the Apostle Paul's letter he wrote to the church at Rome. This part of his letter, is sometimes referred to as the Hall of Faith chapter because Paul cites examples of people in the scriptures who exemplifies faith. In this chapter of his letter, Paul describes the meaning, purpose, and role of faith in God by citing examples of faith expressed by people through their relationship with God. It is an example of showing someone what something is as opposed to telling or describing what it is. For example, showing me a lion or the color red makes it clearer to me than describing them to me. Paul begins with somewhat of an abstract statement by declaring faith to be that which supports or underpins hope and the proof of certainty in what is unseen. He then sets to demonstrate this meaning by citing examples of those who exhibited it. His first witness is all believers. By faith, all believers believe God's own words framed or brought into existence the world which exists from that which did not exist. All believers' faith begins with a belief in God. His first individual witnesses who believe in God with hope of receiving something unseen are Abel, Enoch, and Noah. In each of these witnesses, Paul points to the fact that they sought to and did please God because of God's response to their efforts. Their actions revealed a hope for something unseen by or through an unseen God. Abraham is Paul's next witness. Abraham believed by obeying God, even without knowing where he was going or how God would do it, he would receive an inheritance. Faith persists even through death. Though Abraham didn't realize by taking possession of the promised land in his natural life, nor his son or grandson, they nevertheless didn't abandon their faith that God would do what he promised while confessing they were passing through this land. This is the meaning, purpose, and role of faith as seen in the activities of others. Faith motivates to action. Faith endures until what is hoped for is realized. Once that which is hoped for is actualized, the faith needed to sustain that hope is no longer relevant. For Abraham and all those who have faith in God, their destination of hope is an eternal place with an eternal God. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section or you can share them on Sunday. So, let us have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember, to fear God and to keep His commandments.